USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
16-year-old Kylie Rodney was last seen August 6th at a party at a campground in Truckee, California. That's just north of Lake Tahoe. After going missing, partygoers refused to cooperate with police trying to find her. Last night, a body and car were found in the Prosser Creek Reservoir. The divers claim it is that of the missing girl. Adventurers with Purpose has the equipment law enforcement does not have to find the submerged car. Greg Bishop on KCRA, NBC3.
You know, I know they put in thousands of hours of searching, and Adventures with Purpose just has a specialty. They have the knowledge of reading their sonar equipment.
A survey of 198 members of the National Association for Business Economics conducted August 1st through the 9th were asked, how confident are you that the feds will be able to handle inflation? 73% had a negative view. USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose an ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
The level of tolerance in this country at an all-time low has a Republican lawmaker saying Attorney General Merrick Garland should be executed.
New York Republican and Western New York congressional candidate Cal Palladino reportedly said in a recent interview that Attorney General Merrick Garland should be executed. Then, Palladino walked it all back, claiming he was just making a little jokey joke. Just your standard quip about murdering America's top law enforcement officer. Palladino, who has been endorsed by the third highest-ranking House Republican, Representative Elise Stefanik of New York, said during an interview with Breitbart last weekend that he thinks Garland probably should be executed, the Associated Press has reported. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
SpaceX's uncrewed Dragon cargo spacecraft splashed down over the weekend north of Cape Canaveral off the Florida coast. It was the company's 25th contracted cargo resupply mission to the ISS for NASA. USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
As America's concern of the Fourth Amendment rights of President Trump were violated by the FBI's raid on his home in Florida, 45 is promising a strong response. The Department of Justice has until Thursday to provide a redacted version of the search warrant. Jim Trusty on Fox News is a Trump lawyer.
Coming soon. It should be something that gets publicly filed, so the whole United States will get to read this thing. The Fourth Amendment requires particularity. It requires narrowness to the intrusion on the person's home. This cannot be something where we just get a kind of a wink and a nod from DOJ that we're supposed to trust them.
New Hampshire Governor Republican Chris Sununu is furious at the FBI and Department of Justice.
Clearly, Biden and Garland, they had no strategy, no anticipation about saying we're going to take unprecedented action, so we better have an unprecedented plan for disclosure. If they didn't anticipate this type of response from the American people, well, they're morons.
Brittany Griner is getting help in Russia from former basketball player Dennis Rodman.
Former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he's heading to Russia to help negotiate the release of Brittany Griner. The WNBA star has been held in the country since February and was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. Rodman has a history of conducting informal diplomacy for the United States. He told NBC he plans to travel to Russia this week and claims he knows President Vladimir Putin too well.
That's Tim Berg reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.